The cabinet ministers included Rebecca Ulte, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, Mandy Galmasti of Indigenous Services, and Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne. They were there to push the Prime Minister's agenda of major nation-building projects, and they stressed that they needed First Nations as economic partners. The main issue that continued to dominate discussion is the likelihood of a lifting of the oil tanker ban on the West Coast to support a new pipeline. Eldon Yellowhorn is an Indigenous Studies expert at Simon Fraser University. He says Native leaders have good reason to fear a lifting of the tanker ban.
Driven by fears of an oil spill, you know, the tanker ban, and for good reason. I mean, Exxon Valdez disaster in 1989, it still has its mark on the land and the sea around Alaska. And there's very real fears here that something similar could happen. It could wipe out entire coastal communities and their livelihoods. So there's a real fear about that particular resolution.
The key minister helping to advance the major projects agenda was not present for the final day. He had run into trouble last week when he brushed off concerns from coastal First Nations after he failed to meet with them before the signing of the pipeline agreement with Alberta. He did eventually meet with those First Nations, but some have said they weren't satisfied with what they heard. Many chiefs say the proposals for developing resources are an attack on First Nations rights. Some, however, have expressed an openness to pipeline ownership. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne told the meeting that Indigenous partnership was key to speeding up major projects, boosting economic growth, and strengthening Canada's position at home and abroad. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.